Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Hey, this is Miss Pat with another episode of the Pat Down, and today I have with me my daughter, Garyana.
Yes, hello.
Say yo-yo.
Yo-yo.
And my friend, Chris. Say yo, what it is.
What it is, Miss Pat.
Oh yeah, God. And I got my friend Dion with the small afro.
What up, y'all?
You sound like undercover cop. What it is, youngins? Yes. You know where any drugs are?
Y'all gonna enjoy this episode. Stay tuned, because we'll be right back with the real shit.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up.
All right, welcome to Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here today with my lovely daughter Garyana, Chris. I'm not gonna say your last name, and a good friend Dion Curry, who was late as hell. Black people time, I guess. I don't know. I guess he had to make a stop and make a baby. I don't know where he was at. I just know he an hour late, and we all pissed off.
She told me 5 o'clock. I got a job. There's traffic. She lives an hour from my house, so.
He lying.
Eat my ass.
Oh, eat your
spicy.
If I was into eating little ass, yours would be the one I wouldn't eat. So no. So
all right. Well, we're starting off
How was your weekend?
It was great.
We went to New York. We went to go see a great play called Ain't No More.
Yeah, we went to go see Ain't No More. It was great.
By Jordan Cooper.
Yeah, I got blisters on my foot, but it drained, so it's good. They were like really like big and pussy,
okay,
but then they popped.
She like, got to do with the play.
She wore Birkenstock shoes, and I kept telling you need to put them.
Why is it? We just got in. I didn't know we were going to start walking.
I said you need to put them white man sandals up. They're not going to work here.
Yeah,
what
are you, a dad?
Yeah,
they were good. Didn't Jesus walk through the desert in them? Think about that.
He was a healer, fool.
Am I not as good as Jesus?
He had 30 years experience wearing sandals.
Yeah, and he was Jesus, so the sand softened for him.
Right.
You was on straight concrete with potholes.
But I didn't know that we were
and
gonna...
you way bigger than Jesus.
Just rats running up nibbling at your heel.
I didn't know that we were going to start walking straight away. I thought we were going... I didn't know... I wasn't
you thought we was
going
to fly to the hotel?
No. I didn't know that we were going to go walk around town. Everybody wanted to walk around town that first day after a 9-hour flight. And I was tired. I didn't know we were going to start walking around town. I thought we were going to go into the room.
You was going to get blistered regardless with Birkenstocks on. I tried to tell her, hey,
whatever.
This is New York. This is where fat girl thighs catch on fire and our feet light up like we musicians. So the one time I went in New York and I was walking, we doing a podcast. Have a seat, baby. Have a seat. Not right now. I went to New York one time and nobody told me anything about New York. I'm walking and I was like, hey, how you get to such a, oh, 20 blocks. I walked so much, y'all. My thighs rubbed together so bad that they rubbed the skin off each other. Oh they God. Was, I was at the hotel with baby powder and Vaseline, just in between my leg like a rape victim, laid up hollering. I was on fire.
Dion,
I have a thigh gap. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, that didn't happen to me. I didn't go through any of that.
Well, you know, I was really heavy at the time, so no wind could get through my leg. Oh, my God. It was burning so bad. I dang near called the ambulance to come put my thighs out. I was at the machine at the hotel where I ice pack, Vaseline, and baby powder. You'd have thought I was in there making a bomb between my legs, trying to cool. And then the next day, I was still in New York. So I bought those big old band-aids that they wrap up with people. Right. You know them bandages when you get burnt? Uh-huh. And I put them in between my thighs. Oh, my God. And all you heard was me crunching at the vagina when I walk.
You had to mummify your vagina?
Yeah, to mummify like my walking vagina. Walking Dead. Walking Dead. I was dry. I can tell you that. That's one time I put Johnson and Johnson between my legs. Jesus. And I had on panty liner. I was so sore. I was so bow-legged when I caught my flight. They was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I would tell you, but I sat my drawers on fire. A long weekend in New York, but it didn't happen this time. Thank God.
The other thing that's gross about wearing sandals in New York is like the puddles are all just full of botulism and rat turds and like
botulism. You don't use them kind of big words.
Medieval diseases. Like, why would you walk? Why would you walk in the dirtiest streets possible? Were your feet? Well, I was going to say, were your feet black after you?
they were black.
Yeah, but
I wore socks. I didn't step in anything or anything. The streets I was walking were surprisingly clean. It wasn't until like the second day when I saw the dirt of the city. Like, that's when it was disgusting.
So you wore socks and sandals.
Yeah, and I see black. Okay. See, you want to come at me for some socks and sandals, but I make perfect sense. Nobody want to see your nasty, crusty feet out. Most men don't even go get their feet done. And your feet are just out in sandals. And you think it's appropriate because it's the summertime? It's not. Daryl, put your socks on. And I believe in socks and sandals. And that's something that's a hill I will die on.
Is that
commonplace.
Is that a black thing?
Yeah. That's a black man thing.
White boys need to learn to put some goddamn socks on. Y'all feet.
Y'all be having on Birkenstocks at the airport, and then your feet are touching the ground when you take them off. Disgusting. And y'all wonder why y'all sick. Y'all wonder why all your kids got the measles.
God damn.
They don't be vaccinating their kids. They be going out here.
That ain't everybody. I got some black friends that don't believe in vaccination.
Toe overhang the measles.
Yeah. It's a direct correlation. I bet you can find it. Everybody with measles do not wear socks and sandals.
No, shit, barefoot at the airport, and all of a sudden your child's dying of smallpox. Measles.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
I know some black people that don't vaccinate their kids either. All I got to say, don't bring your motherfucking immune system having baby around me. I'm going to fart and fuck up their immune system.
Your ass is a carrier.
I'm not holding my gas for your baby that ain't been vaccinated. You should have vaccinated that motherfucker because I don't know what type of gases I'm about to put in his body. I'm not holding my gas.
I think your gas would kill a vaccinated kid too. What the fuck you talking about?
I don't get how people don't vaccinate their kids. And I feel like this is the same people who don't wash their hands after they use the bathroom. They just think that their natural immune system is going to fight off all types of germs. And that's not how it works, honey. That's why millions of people die of measles.
Measles? Motherfucker die of other shit like HIV, gonorrhea,
mama, but
herpes.
HIV just ain't sitting on the corner for you to get.
Yes, it is.
Measles is everywhere. Okay. For you, maybe. But I've never come into contact with no HIV.
Well, when you decide to get some dick, it gonna be on the corner for you, too.
Oh, my God.
Dick is delicious. Don't forget that we say that on this podcast.
That's a new catchphrase.
Dick is delicious.
Put that as the tagline.
Yeah, you should have dick up under your pillow.
Oh, my God.
So just a spare dick in your purse.
You should have a chicken bone. Every time you break it, you wish for a dick.
Oh my God.
This is my daughter's wife. So gross.
You are so gross.
Dick is delicious. Yeah. Your daddy used to be shit in 82. Let me leave my daddy alone. Well, I was like, keep me out your fucking podcasts.
Did he talk?
Yeah, he does say this all the time.
He say it all the time.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, people, get your kids vaccinated because it's very important. So we had a really good weekend in New York.
Yeah.
When it's a really good play with some girlfriends. We got to meet Angela Davis. You know who that is.
Uh-huh.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
She didn't. And she still took the picture.
I did know who Angela Davis was. Well, at first I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it was a black lady with afro. Yeah. I see a lot of them.
She didn't glamorous. Make it through a lot of school. We gonna let her have it.
No. I mean, she had an afro. She was really beautiful Black lady. Panther. I didn't mean.
Yeah.
She's the Black right. Panther.
Right.
Yeah. So she was there. Kiki Palmer was there.
Yeah, Kiki Palmer was actually really nice. She was really pretty. She kept saying, I have to go. And she kept taking pictures with like all these dusty poor people. And that was really sweet of her because I wouldn't have done it. Oh, I've been God. Like, bah.
What was this young lady's name?
Kiki Palmer. You've
Kiki
never heard
Palmer.
Of
yeah, what she played on?
Aquila and the Bee. That was my favorite movie. And that movie that she had.
Aquila and the Bee, the real smart Black girl.
Yeah. She'll be in that
she
music.
Looks, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was
yeah.
in what? She's in that show Billionaires on Showtime. I do know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's where yeah. I've seen her.
Okay. Yeah, so she was there. It was, a lot of people was there.
Yeah. Who else? I saw the guy from Top Model was there. America's Next Top Model. He was there, like the black gay one.
RuPaul?
No, not I saw RuPaul is that. Not on America's. See, you're getting your stuff. I'm
they all the same to me. I don't
you,
watch I'm not that bullshit.
You are uneducated.
You sir. Are. My bad. You didn't watch mid-2000s like.
No. I didn't know they had dudes on America's Top Model. I thought he was the one.
No, he was like a judge or whatever. So it was just like a lot of great like Lee Daniels was there.
Lee Daniels was there. Yeah,
it was a lot of great interesting people.
But it was a really good play.
Did you get to talk awesome. To Angela Davis at all?
Yeah, we did. I said, excuse me, Miss Davis. My daughter loves you. She ready to march. Can she take a picture?
Not in my Birkenstocks.
She said, not with them Birkenstocks on.
I was like, can we please get a picture of you? She was like, sure, come on. And she was really nice. Really good play. So that's what we did this mm-hmm. weekend. Yeah. What did you guys do?
Dion?
I went to work.
Yeah. Dion does nothing
job.
But go
that's
to work.
That's all I did.
Work.
I went to work and made lots of little bits of money and...
welcome. Little bits of money, just scraps.
Yeah,
falling off tables.
Welcome to America.
Yep. Yeah.
What about you?
I went to church.
Church.
Why?
Why did all three of us like no?
I just walked up.
I feel like you go to church one time and it's the same every single time.
No, that couldn't be further from the truth.
You just need Easter. You just need one good day at church a year.
You got to do like Black people do. They only go up when they need to buy a new outfit. That's Easter.
Yes,
and Christmas.
You go on
and
Easter to stunt. You want people to know that you got money. You go in your best
Easter
outfit.
Christmas,
you actually
and new
like
year.
Going to church?
I go to church a couple times
there?
A week.
A couple like, times a week for what?
Play the organ?
Excuse me.
I like that your concept of church is just some guy sitting there.
Like Dracula.
So
I understand if you had a job at the church, but you go
yeah,
to enjoy it. That's
like
weird as fuck.
Enjoyment?
To me.
You're not going to get no pussy at church.
That's not why I go to church, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
That's why the pastor goes.
I'm not Catholic.
It's holy vagina. You're getting the Lord's vagina. Whatever the Lord has in
this is the Lord's vagina that. Right here.
Where? Not attached to you, sea fish.
Put that away.
No wonder it's so hot in this room.
My boiler broke.
Miss Pat steam powered.
Yeah, you work at the church. How do you fix boilers?
I don't think that.
So what do you do at church? Like pray?
I ain't gonna say to prayer.
Yeah, like it's prayers peaceful.
Let me just stop. We do believe in God. We just don't go to church.
We don't believe in organized religions. I think it does.
I believe in God, but yeah, I'm not that type of Christian that judge. I mean, I don't even know. I believe there's a bigger. I believe there's something out there. I truly do. I believe in
it's
God.
It's AIDS on the corner, remember?
Yeah, there's measles around here.
But I don't go to church. I don't go to church.
Right.
Because I tired of church's chicken. Now, why do you go 3-4 times a week?
I go because I'm a Christian and I enjoy it. And I get something out of it. And
what?
What do you have, like games?
How many
like,
checks you write?
I wish I could see the look on everybody's face. Like, we're so confused that he said he gets something. We're like, what? What do you get out of it?
Money?
How many times do you tithe?
I give monthly. I give once a month.
I was going to say, you go to a white church, they don't be asking for money like that.
Yeah, no. I do. My friend did ask me to come to his Black church, and I'm going to go. Because I'm, you know.
They are the best.
Don't have nothing to do later on.
Pack a lunch, a sleeping bag, and your toothbrush.
Why? Does it last a long time?
It's going, you
well,
going,
it depends because like kind of newer Black churches, they get you in and out. They got
no,
three
they
services a day.
If they can they're sing, you're going to be there all day.
Oh, yeah. Like if they got them pipes and you'll know it in
no,
the first
if they got
minutes.
Old people and they be like, how they start the song? Jesus.
Yeah. If they start with devotion, just leave. Just get up.
What is devotion?
That's when everybody get up and say, "I want to thank the Lord for what He did for me this week."
Oh yeah, yeah. You're gonna be some
18 people.
No, that old man with that slave voice, that old black man with the slave voice. You know he was up on the Underground Railroad with Harriet Tubman. Is him. And because he started at the back of the church, and he going to hold that one verse till he get all the way up there to the pulpit.
Pulpit.
What is wrong with you?
The pulpit.
Did I say pulled pork?
Yeah, you said pulled pork.
You said a lot. Yeah,
There's a pulled pork sandwich waiting there. Out front. And once he gets there.
What is it called when they get up there with the pastor?
Pulpit.
Pulpit. Yeah. So he going to start from the back of the church. And you know how the old people walk slow. So he got the overweight black women behind him with the tamarind. And it'll take them 35 minutes.
There's a parade into the church.
And don't go on the fifth Sunday because that's when they rob you for the pastor's gift. Fifth Sunday is pastor.
Okay.
So don't go on. If there's a fifth Sunday in a month, don't go.
And then when you see the collection plate, just close your eyes. Do like this. Don't even lift your hands.
I'm praying.
Don't ask for change either.
Oh, don't ask for change. But it's a great time to steal when you ask for change.
I just take it and change.
You need to eat beforehand because there is no snacking unless you want to get looked at.
Unless you want to get slapped.
You can sit next to an old lady. She'll have some butterscotch in her purse.
Not even communion?
No, they don't do communion. Those black bitches are so mean with them small crackers.
The body of Christ you talk about. Right.
They do
the
not
Lord
give you
Savior.
They don't give you seconds.
The point is not to have a Sunday brunch.
You're not trying to eat. Yeah. You get your Ritz cracker and go.
Yeah, because I was like, why? I said, can I have more? And she was like, no, you can't just drink all Jesus' blood. And I was like, they're grape juice.
My God.
See, at White Church, it's an hour and a half. If you're 2 minutes over, there's countdown clocks in the back of the church. And if you're 2 minutes over, you're in trouble if you're the pastor because everybody's got to get to Cracker Barrel, to Bob Evans.
At Black Church, he asked for another verse of the same damn song. They sing the song.
They cook in the basement, especially, too, so ain't no Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, especially when it's offering and they start playing that song, they going to make sure it ain't no skipping. They don't skip rows.
And if you don't tie, they be like, bitch, don't play with me. Yeah. That's the look them bitches got on their faces.
Really?
Yeah. It'd be an old black woman. She looking at you like, really?
She'd
honey?
Be having a strong really? Hands you do in is. The church.
See, that's when I pull the confused white person look, and I just go, ah.
No, just stick your hand in the thing and just rattle the chain. Look like you put something in there.
Okay. All right. Miss Pat knows the moves.
They going to trust you.
She's been with the in-laws.
I don't got no money to tie. I ain't got no money to tie.
Jesus don't need no money.
They say heaven got a golden road. So if it's already paid, ain't nobody
no cars
looking for
no
jobs in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no cars up there. We need gold on the road. Because wasn't no cars invented when heaven was made. You think he imported them from Toyota?
Yeah. Does that make any sense to you? If he had a car, do you think he'd be tracking across the desert? Well, he could be doom bugging or whatever.
I mean, if he came back now, I'm quite sure he's got fucking a driver. He ain't just
a driver. That goes against the whole principle of him being like a minimalist individual.
He's not minimalist no more.
Why he new Jesus? Because
he got all his money from these dumb niggas out here.
It's like Vatican II. They reformed Jesus, and now he's
upgraded like an iPhone.
Yeah, I'm quite sure he's gonna come down, and when it's time, he's gonna float down in his white gown. With
Jesus ain't coming back. You're gonna have to download an app. That nigga ain't coming back.
We need to take a break, mostly so I can pray.
Okay. We're gonna take a break and let Chris. We're going to take a break and let Chris
pray.
Let be quiet. We're going to take a break and let Chris pray because I think we did something to him, but we didn't kill him. We'll be back after I use the bathroom.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so we back y'all to see what Chris do at church that we don't do at church.
You basically walk in, you get a seat, you kind of awkwardly smile at the white person next to you.
Is everybody white?
Is that everybody's is white? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I went to a white church one time up here where I live at, and they were so happy to see a black person. Right. They were just tapping me, giving me gum and mint, and I'm like, "Can you leave me the fuck alone?
Maybe a breath stump." Because they keep on giving you gum.
They were so nice, and so their music was like hallelujah. And, you know, I got up and I started trying to be on beat with them, but everybody was like, "I was like, I give up. This is
no." It was like. Country, it was like rock.
Country Christian.
It was like rock, rock Christian. And I'm
like,
what is this?
Do y'all have that Christian rap at your church?
No Christian rap, but it is controversial to clap. Like, you kind of stand up, you sing the worship song, then you sit down, the pastor gives the sermon, and then you do communion, the offering, and then you go home.
And then they had a billboard write the song.
Y'all
was rolling the song.
Y'all
they
do offering the after the message?
It's not anything like you described.
See, because black people, you're not getting this message till you pay.
Really?
There's never any preaching before he starts.
But they was rolling the song across the TV stream, and that's, I was like, I've never heard this song.
Is it a big church?
It's a mega church on the south side.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the name of it?
Mount Pleasant.
Oh, that sounds like a black church.
Yeah, and then it's on Sunday nights I go and I run the audio board for the high school ministry.
So you have to go there 3 times a week for that?
I don't have to. I like to go. That's the difference.
This not making no sense. There ain't no games. No. There ain't nothing.
Ain't
there.
No Uno.
Do they pay
no
you
spade?
For the soundboard?
No.
Do you volunteer?
I volunteer.
You don't get paid at church. Nobody get paid. Yeah,
so all those people are volunteers?
No.
Yeah, they for Jesus.
Are they like bored? No. Do they need tender or something?
There's staff.
Yeah,
but
church has like the organ players, the drummers, they get paid.
Yeah.
What do you mean the church need tender?
Because, like, everybody seem lonely and they want to waste their time at church. Y'all could be on Tinder doing something productive.
Yeah, I have never, ever done anything productive on Tinder. I don't know about, Dion maybe, but I haven't.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
It seems like Tinder's the biggest waste of time.
You know, somebody should make a Tinder for Christians.
Christian Mingle?
Christian like Mingle. That?
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, but it's the same. It's the
but
same.
But those are some liars. They're not Christians.
It's the same girls that you see on Match.com, and you end up talking to the same weird ones, so it's really
it's
not
like
that weird.
Plenty of Fish or them country boy apps. What's it called?
Farmers only.
Farmers Only. It's just like whites. It's like whites only apps. That's what they're trying to tell you. No blacks allowed on these apps.
Do black
only?
People get on Farmers Only?
Where?
I don't know about that, but there's plenty of black girls on Match and Tinder and yeah.
Yeah.
I've swiped on all of them.
I don't know about Christian because I wouldn't waste my time. But
you wouldn't waste your time with a black Christian?
Or any Christian. Black, white, blue, I don't give a damn.
Why not?
Because I need a sinner. What the?
Those be the
I ain't
main
gonna be
ones.
The only one feeling bad in this
Those be the, like the Christian girls who I went to school with is some hoes now.
What?
They some hoes. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Hoes.
Okay. Well, they those be the biggest hoes. I mean, I remember going to church when I was younger, and then this man would come get us in a van, and he was taking to church. Right,
well, okay, there's a lot of stories like that from your childhood that are
why
there's
so many men in vans
there's,
around you?
There's a man who is a dentist who was in a van, and you're like, okay.
So he came and got us. He was a little pastor, right? So we would have lock-in church. So he would
lock-in
church. So he would pray. And we like we would be in the back of church. I wish he would shut the fuck up because we wanted to hunch.
Right.
And so as soon as he fall asleep, we would be hunching and shit.
What is that? What is hunch?
Dry humping.
Oh, my God. They're supposed to have chaperones. Weren't they chaperones?
They would sleep, too. Oh. They was out dough smoking weed while the pastor was asleep. And we'd be dry humping the shit out of each other. Portia, open the door for Junebug. Oh, he got the coat.
Do I even want to ask how old you were?
I probably was 10.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, no was the answer.
We just kissed each other, ran around. You know, you had little crushes and shit.
Right.
But the pastor was always sleeping. He was like, we're going to pray all night. We're like, you're right, nigga. You be sleeping 2 hours. You old, too. And he get up there and read by 3 verses and fall asleep in that chair at the pill port.
Pill board.
Ball pit.
Peel boy. P.O. box.
It was close. There was 2 P's in it.
You know what I'm trying to say, y'all. Poor Pete.
Right.
Poor Pete. Poor Pete. He fall asleep, and we be dry humping and shit. I wake up at 7 o'clock, he back to preaching. We like, we ready to go home.
Do you have a
we
donut?
We don't rub the jeans off each other.
Lit a fire.
We used to go to one church that was directly across the street from my house. I don't know if I told y'all this story, but we used to go to this church and it was only to eat on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you this story?
No.
About the black ushers were really mean?
No.
So I get to the church and the black ushers us, and we would only go there to eat. We didn't go to hear Jesus. We didn't know. We were just hungry black kids.
Right.
Mama doing a podcast, so step out. So, so we would get to the church across the street, and we sat in there one Sunday. Me and my sister, the preacher was like, "Well, it's hard time for all of us." Ronald Reagan had just got reelected. I never forget this shit. Okay. And he's like, "So we can no longer give away free Sunday dinners. They're $5 a day." And I was like, "Fuck this shit. We ain't got no $5. I told my sister, "Let's get the fuck out of here. They playing with us. We hungry." My sister made pot was like, "We're gonna get a meal." I said, "How the fuck we gonna get a meal?" She said, "Watch this bitch." So she go, black church and love to see kid catch the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
So my sister was an actress. She run up there. She said, "Ah, Jesus, Lord. He's so good." All on the floor. She threw her legs in the air, right? No draws on. She threw her legs in the air. The usher jacked up. She said, "Don't you bring your ass back in here no more." Then my sister said, "Why?" She said, "Every weekend your drawers is dirty." My sister said, "Bitch, I ain't got on no draws." I told my sister, "You don't fuck down dinner, bitch." She's like, "Fuck that hoe. We're going to go on downstairs and be sitting at the table when they get down now." We just went downstairs and sat down. And you know, they ain't going to let no little dirty black kid go hungry, old black women.
Right.
"Ooh, baby, y'all hungry? Hell yeah. Can we eat real quick for that mean bitch come down here and put us out?" We was going to church all the time just to eat. Because my mom would party Fridays. My mom used to tell us, when we were little, she said, "Look, this weekend," she said, "I don't fuck with y'all on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. That's my weekend. I'm gonna get high, I'm gonna get fucked up, smoke a little weed, mm-hmm. I'm gonna barbecue, I don't fuck with you niggas." And we were probably 6 years old.
Jeez.
So we had to fend for ourselves on the weekend. God. So we probably was a little bit older. I don't know, but I remember being really young, and my brother wasn't no older than probably 10 or 11. So we would get out and fend for ourselves, cut grass and shit. Mama be at the house smoking our weed, drinking our alcohol, playing her motherfucking BB King and Marvin Gaye, crying, sitting on the Dr. Bay. I hated that fucking song. Watching the tide just rolling the way. I said, "Bitch, you ain't never been no beach."
I love that song because my grandparents used to take me out for ice cream. It's fond memories of family togetherness. So
we would only go to church to eat. That, I mean, I told.
Do they feed y'all at y'all church?
No.
There's, what?
There's a stylish coffee bar, and they have free donuts.
Oh, y'all, this is ridiculous.
You got a mega church, and they don't cook?
No, that's not the point. You're not there
and
to
you
be,
go there three times a week, and you don't get
you're
food?
You're not there to get, fed a meal.
You're supposed to be getting
like
filled
It's like a fellowship type deal.
It's a last supper every Sunday at Black Church.
Right.
Supper.
See, I would like that because
you keep fucking up my words. You got to get out.
You mess up your soul.
Supper.
Good
supper.
Job.
She fucking up my words today.
Yeah, she's throwing you off.
Yeah, the last supper.
Yeah, I'm with you, Miss Pat.
Yeah, you can't go to church and not eat.
I don't
get
white
this.
People don't eat food like in the mornings.
Well,
you wake
how
up.
How the fuck you get big?
I mean, in the mornings.
God,
at night.
Okay.
At night, I eat a lot of Zaxby's. But
okay,
did he say Zaxby's was spicy?
Yes, he told me. Zaxby's
spicy. What do you get the barbecue?
The original.
The original is spicy.
He had seasoned, girl. He's not used to it.
I was
too much pepper.
I was texting Miss Pat yesterday, and I was confused about something because we have a difference in language sometimes. And she goes, "You were talking about Pat, like we were just like I almost called you, and I go, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm at Zaxby's. The spices are getting to me."
I was like, "Really? Okay. If Zaxby is spicy, shitting me. Alrighty then."
Zaxby's of all the places, that's ridiculous.
Zaxby's really good. Zaxby, we need you to sponsor us. I will eat your chicken all day.
Fuck yeah!
I love Zaxby's.
Those chicken tenders.
Oh,
delicious.
Two fills me up for 30 minutes.
What?
The Chinese sex piece.
What the heck is that?
I was looking Miss Pat right in her eye, and then it registered, and I was like, did she just say 30 minutes? 30 minutes.
Yeah, because then it's do what it do. So, we had no idea this episode was going to be about church today. This is not where we was headed. But we learned a lot.
Learned a ton.
Yeah, we learned a lot about your church, too.
Yeah.
They don't feed you. They don't. Hold on for a second. Y'all be quiet.
Oh, my God.
I ain't going to tell you twice.
They hungry. You supposed to feed them 15 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm going to feed you. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
We learned a lot today. We learned that Chris don't eat at his church. It's very quick to get in and out.
Yeah.
We told him not to go to the black church because they ask for your money and they're gonna automatically think you rich because you white.
Right.
And either they're gonna think you the police.
Which I am.
You like an undercover.
I'm
cop.
The opposite of the police. That's
yeah.
For sure.
And as long as you're walking out with your black friend, you should be safe.
Okay.
They're not going to do anything to you at a church. See, damn. I only go to church for like funerals and weddings and nobody get married. And people ain't dying like they used to. The Obamacare saved them for a couple years. But I think about now, they're going to be start dropping like flies and we'll be in church all the time.
Who going to die?
The fuck?
So you like funerals?
No, people weren't dying as much because Obamacare was really buffering their death rate, but now they ain't got it.
Ain't nobody, so, he ain't buffering nobody death rate.
Okay. People
he
really
ain't
gonna start
nobody.
Dying.
Mm-hmm. Them ones who point hanging point. On,
the
they still
the people
out.
You know shouldn't be dying Obamacare or not. Motherfucker, you what, 20 years old?
No, yeah. I mean my family.
Those what the fuck are you talking about? I don't even got Obamacare. You ready for a nigga to die?
Well, am I in the wheel?
Well, fuck no.
Then you can stay alive.
You're passing like a white man trying to kill me off. You ain't going to get shit.
Am I in the wheel?
Hell no. Ain't no wheel.
She ain't got no wheel.
Ain't nobody will think that far. Y'all figure it out. When I'm dead, I'm going to be like Prince. I ain't got time to be trying to divide this shit and y'all motherfuckers still
we're
mad because I ain't divided
fight
right.
Over whatever. I'm going to get the wigs. I'll give Ashley the wigs. I'll take, what do I want? I want the ring. You're not getting buried with that. I'm taking that. I'll take some of your clothes. It'll be nice. You'll be having a nice funeral.
Well, damn,
she's dude. Already dividing your shit up before you.
I ain't even sick, y'all.
You're not even in your 50s yet. She got a long life.
My psyche ain't even stopped all the way.
Mama, the factory is shutting down. Just because the boxes ain't moved out don't mean the factory ain't closed.
God damn.
Got you going till... out of business signs up already.
Can you wait till it stop ticking? God damn.
She treating you like Toys R Us.
I know, right? I didn't file bankruptcy.
Liquidation sale right across
your
forehead.
Your body is filing bankruptcy.
My body, you don't know a goddamn thing about my body. My shit get wet.
Please, can we end this episode?
I
don't want to do no more about that.
I like that that's her measure of health.
Yeah. Okay. Your pussy ain't no good. So you died. What the hell going on with these young people? They actually thinking we don't, if we, what the fuck? They think if your vagina 40, you dying. I'm not dying.
Okay.
I be sexual active.
Sexual active?
Yes.
Okay.
Healing or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Healing? What?
Sexual healing.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's a very old reference.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I think we should end there.
Yeah. Oh, so we're going to end this podcast with, I still be having sex.
There's no proof.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Pat Down. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.